On this Earth Day, we look at climate litigation. A court in Europe just sided with 2,000 elderly Swiss women. They argued Switzerland failed to implement climate policies to protect their rights. And this year in Montana, the state Supreme Court upheld the case of Held v. Montana. It ruled the state's fossil fuel policies violate a constitutional promise to a clean and healthful environment. The state plans another appeal. Ricky Held was lead plaintiff in the case, which was brought by 16 young people and the advocacy group Our Children's Trust. Ricky, welcome back to Here and Now.
Hi, Scott. Thank you so much.
Your case, the one you were part of, Held v. Montana, was seen as a breakthrough. The Supreme Court upheld it this year, even though the state filed another appeal to throw the case out. How are you and other fellow Montanans feeling about the ruling?
Yeah, well, I feel great about it. Yeah, it was the nation's first ruling declaring that laws promoting fossil fuels were unconstitutional. We're just going to the Montana Supreme Court now. We'll probably hear oral arguments in the summer. Mm. I think for the most part, Montanans are on the same page and wanting to protect our land and uphold our constitutional rights.
Ricky, do you sense there are precedents now that plaintiffs have been pushing successfully? So there's a little bit of momentum now?
Yeah, there definitely is momentum, and there's a lot of climate litigation happening around the world. With this case, we hope it's going to influence other cases, like the Hawaii one with Our Children's Trust coming up this summer. There's two other Our Children's Trust cases against the national U.S. government that the Department of Justice and the government are trying to kill. But there is that momentum going forward, and we need to keep pushing for these trials to be heard to keep governments accountable.
You, of course, are part of an organization of younger people bringing this litigation. But speaking of the Swiss women, the seniors, and their case, I wonder if you feel a connection, say, between the young and the old as they talk about climate. You know, your generation may talk about, well, what's the world we're going to inherit? But in real, these elderly plaintiffs surely think and talk about the world they're trying to leave behind for you.
Yeah. There definitely is a generational aspect to this. In the Montana case, our first expert testifying was Maynan Ellingson, and she helped write the Montana Constitution in 1972. And she was 24 at the time, and she was able to testify in this court hearing. And she helped write that clean and healthful environment provision in the Constitution. She was saying the environment is no longer clean and healthful. And I just think about the people who started things like that constitution and wrote our values into that. They're trying to protect us in the future. And now we are that future generation they're trying to protect. And we need to continue that going forward and remember our values and our history. And of course, all aspects and perspectives are needed.
You know, Ricky, you spoke to our program immediately after the ruling last year that your side won, and we asked you how it felt to have your name forever being associated with this important case. I wonder how you think about that now. I mean, do you think about decades on, you perhaps being the elder person and thinking about the legacy you're delivering?
Yeah, it's still crazy that my name is on it because it doesn't feel like that at all. There are so many people involved, and just from the place I came from in my ranching community and the stories I learned there, that's part of me, and I'm just one person passing through this case, and I hope to make, you know, just add one brick to the foundation as one person a part of this. Sometimes being a part of this case, I don't know if I'm the right person to be doing it, but, you know, it's just one more log to the fire. And there's so many people looking out for us and future generations. And we need lawyers and politicians, judges, scientists, writers and artists. We're all a part of this. At the trial, listening to the experts who were there supporting us, I was thinking about being one of the climate experts on a case in the future, because that's the trail I want to follow. And what I'm interested in is the climate research and science, and that's the contribution I want to give back to the world.
That's Ricky Held, lead plaintiff in the case Held versus Montana, the landmark climate change case. Ricky, good to have you on again. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.